Thursday, November 30th, 2006, Edmonton Oilers versus the Colorado Avalanche. Regular season game number 25.
Volsky quick passing for Svatos again. Wonderful shot block. Follow up score! To the roof! One of the youngsters cashing in. Point. U.S. Olympian finding Milan Hayduk. Through the crease. Score! Joe Sakic!
Marty Turco in the Dallas net.
Hello,
right now,
everybody, and
an
welcome to Avscast episode number 37. Today we took on the Northwest Division leading Edmonton Oilers. The Oilers came into this game leading the Avs by 4 points, and they left leading us by only two. We were coming into this game tied with Calgary for last place in the division with only 24 points, and with our 7-3 win, we are now only trailing the first place by 2 points, and we are in third place. Tyler Arneson got 3 points today. Klee got 3 points today. Lyles got 3 points today. Sakic got 2 points today. And Savatos got 2 points today. It was a very action-packed game, especially when you look at the score, 7-3. That was the biggest win the Avs have had this entire year. And it was also the first win we have had against the Oilers this year. The Avs only gave the Oilers one power play. I guess Coach Quenneville's speech after the last game, which they gave up three, well, basically four power play goals to the other team, got to them. The Avs were at about a 1-4 goals to shots ratio, getting 7 goals on their 30 or so shots. When we return, we will have the first period under review.
This one's going out to the fabulous fleas.
The first period started with a disappointing goal that came from Loople. It was only a minute and a half in, but then again, the few times we've scored early goals, we have lost. So hopefully that'll happen to Edmonton. About 3 minutes later, John Michael Lyles got his first of 3 points on the night, and this one just happened to be the only one that was a goal. 3 minutes later, Tyler Arneson got his 7th goal of the season and first of two goals in the game. Klee got his first of 3 assists on Arneson's goal. Another 4 minutes, another goal. This time it was Ryan Smith, who was knee-checked by John Michael Lyles last game, which was very controversial, but didn't even result in a suspension, although he did get a fine. The Avs opened the floodgates with about 4 minutes left in the period when Paul Stastny got an amazing goal on the 4-on-4 to give the Avs a 1-goal edge on the Oilers. About 2 minutes later, Tyler Arneson got his 3rd point of the game with an amazing goal assisted by Ken Klee. The Avs left the period with a relatively safe 2-goal lead. When we return, we will have the second period under review. Like a drugging, that this was chemistry. But with these chemicals, then how is this good for me? Her life gets better, she bred her mangoes out of his head. Like birds of a feather, so we bled. Let's go together, and she said, so what's the altitude? Just over half a minute into the period, Milan Hayduk got his 2nd point of the game when he scored a great goal on the power play to give the Avs a commanding 5-2 lead. 9 minutes later, it was Marek Svatos that got his 8th goal of the season to tie the Avs' most goal in a game, which was reached last time against Los Angeles when we beat them 6-1. The Oilers had an amazing 3-on-2 breakout, resulting in an almost sure goal that was saved by Lyles. Thankfully, the Avs left the period with a 6-2 lead. When we return, we will have the 3rd period under review. Less than 4 minutes into the period, Marek Svatos broke the Avs' record for most goals in a game by scoring an amazing breakaway goal. It was actually a goal that he was doing during warm-ups against Theodore. The Avs gave the Oilers their first power play of the game about halfway through the period when Kinkley got a penalty for closing his hand on the puck. About 13 minutes into the period, over 40 minutes after their last goal, Stoll scored a nice backhand goal after getting the puck that was just sitting out there, and he backhanded it over the goal line. At 1:38, there was a dirty hit on Richardson, who was elbowed in the face in an easily avoidable hit by Ryan Smith. The hit resulted in Richardson being helped off the ice, Ian LaPerriere getting thrown out of the game for confronting the refs about the hit, Brunette getting a two-minute penalty for what I think was him taking an unsportsmanship-like penalty for LaPerriere, and one of the Edmonton Oilers players getting another matching minor on Brunette's penalty. Oddly, the Brunette penalty and the Edmonton Oilers player penalty were not listed on the NHL site, so I don't know what's up with that. But thankfully, the Avs won the game with a 7-3 win. When we return, we will have the regular housekeeping. Avscast Widget Version 1.1 is live and available for download on the Avscast site or on Apple Widget site. Please visit our forums, which can be found by checking out the podcast description. If you want to get a review or a actual video of the entire game, a nice thing the NHL has done, assuming you have broadband internet, well, I guess you don't need it, but you'll have a much better experience if you do, is NHL on Google Video. It doesn't cost anything as of now, but I doubt it'll stay that way for very long. The site is video.google.com/nhl.html. If you didn't get that, you can just look in the artist or the album artwork and you'll see it there. And also, the NHL has signed a deal with YouTube, and the NHL is the first professional sports league to do that with YouTube, so that you should see those up there in a few days or weeks. That's about it for today, and until next time, have a great Thanksgiving. Now let's play.